to the Auditorium in North West London, Thursday, 2nd of December, 28th of Kislev, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Lehodos Olahalel. This week's Torah is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Moras Roryev, Basuk Shloime, Olah Shalom, who was Nifta on Monday with the family, and the Pommel.
Who is it?
And as it says at the end of Al Hanisim, I think there's a couple of seats at the back. And then we say the words, V'kovu Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah Eilu Lehoidois Ulahalel L'Shimcha Hagodoy. That they were koiveya these 8 days, Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah Eilu Lehoidois Ulahalel. That is similar to the Loshen in the Gemara Taka, Shabbos, where it says, "Kvoum va'asoum yomtiv bahalal b'hoido," that they established and fixed these days as a yomtiv bahalal b'hoido. Various mepharshim point out that lachora every yomtiv really is a moment for halal b'hoido. We take say halal on all Yom Tovim. And if we don't, there's a good reason for it. But Be'etzem, every Yom Tov demands a halal. Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sukkos, Sukkos Ushabti, etc., Nani HaKovid maybe. On Shavuos, for Kabbalah Sal Torah, Yom Tov is doch a time of singing halal b'hoidah to Ribbono Shel Olam for the tremendous chasodim, the tremendous nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. Be'etzem, we should even say halal on Yom Leroy. Lovos, Rambam, Sifra Chaim, Sifra Mesim, and too nervous. But Be'etzem, it demands a halal. Fotos to Chahalal. Lovos, we came to singing. Purim, Kiyudua, Megillah, Bimkoim Halal, etc. So, what is it about Dafka Chanukah that somehow there's a lotion of this Yom Tov? These Shemoinas Yimei Chanukah Eilu are Kovu Lehoides. Every Yom Tov is Kovu Lehoides. And yet you find that the Inyan of Halal Behoido on Chanukah, or let's say like this, the Inyan of Halal Behoido is more relevant to and more associated with Chanukah than Lechur any other Yom Tov. Any other Yom Tov. There's an interesting shaila discussed by Rav Shlomo Kluger, where he says, what happens if a person has the option of either being madlik neiros or saying halal with a minion? Now you think, one's in the night, or shkia, between shkia and night, and halal is in the morning. So, it's, you know, okay, you might have to stretch your imagination a little bit. It could be, for example, the person is traveling, and he knows if he stops to light Chanukah, then by the time he gets to the next destination, he's going to miss Halal. Halal Maminyan. Zoger, Besses to Davanan, Halal Mitaminyan.
It's in the
Nairis. It's in the Nairis. Which is very interesting.
Zohar is in the Nairis.
No, as he's traveling. He's going to miss Halal next morning if he stops to light now and stay with the candle.
Rabbi, Zeb and I travel a lot.
Yeah.
So it's very relevant to us.
Ah, very good. No. So I think it's a bit far fetched nowadays, but it could happen.
But yeah,
it's not so far fetched.
Yeah, but the whole doubling. Yeah. It's just Halal, but he's got the whole doubling.
Okay, Nechanama, well, you don't need a minion for Halal either. You can have a Halal without a minion. Novos Mizet. I mean, Namaitse is a deal in the Poskim, but the fact that you see that Halal right, could be even more important than the Ikka Mitzvahs Hayom of Chanukah. Adkarei Kach. You know, it's interesting that the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses Hilchas Halal, if you want to know Hilchas Halal, on any Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkos, V'yazoy Zokman Halal, Hol Halal, Half Halal, Chazan, the Tzibur, all of that, you've got to look in Hilchas Chanukah. Hilchas Halal is in Hilchas Chanukah. Hagan had the Yom Tov Madaraisa. There is a shitter that actually sing Halal even when it's not a Yom Tov Doraisa, it is a Doraisa, which is something brought down. Which in one of the Balei Tosfos, I think, holds that way. Very interesting shitter that. How could it be, yeah? Yeah. Okay, say that, not for today's discussion. But you see, that's interesting that the Rambam incorporates Hilchas Halal into Hilchas Chanukah. Not any other Yom Tov. Very interesting. So, again, it seems that there's a direct and essential link between Halal and Chanukah, which explains why the Lashon is V'kovu Lahoidos Lahalal, that these days are Lahoidos Lahalal. Pachat Yitzchok says that Vaistois from here, without explaining yet, but Devaila, Vaistois from here, that with every other Yom Tov, the essence of the day is defined by what happened or what is happening. So, Pesach, the essence of the day, is defined by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sukkos, also on a certain level, Shavuos is Matan Torah. And so, on those Yom Tovim, we sing Halal B'Hodot Rebbein Shloim as a Shkoyach and a Dank for having received the Torah, taken us out of Mitzrayim. So, Halal B'Hodot is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's about Zman Matan Torah Seinu. If Megillah is Halal on Purim, then it's about being saved from Achashverosh, etc. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we should say Halal Be'etzen again. So that's not, it's not about a historical event, but we're giving Halal Be'etzen. Rosh Hashanah is going to be is going to be Matzikas Bedin, etc. But when it comes to Chanukah, somehow it's not that we are being Mahalal and being Moideh about what happened with Antiochus and the Maccabim and Matisyo and Chashmenoim. But the Hoidah is Be'etzim integral to the day. It defines the day. Chanukah is defined by the Hoidah. The Shaila is why and the Shaila is how. So, there's a Bakanta idea ready with Yaakov that when Yaakov is being approached by Esau, Yaakov offers up a tefillah and he says, Hatzileni no, Miad Ochi, Miad Esau, which Kiyadua represents the two threats, the two challenges to Klal Yisrael. One is Beguf, one is Benefesh, or one is Beruchnius. There's the physical challenge, the physical threat to annihilate Klal Yisrael, which we've faced many times. But then there is also the more insidious, the more hidden threat to Klal Yisrael's Kedusha, to Klal Yisrael's Ruchnius. So Solanta writes about it Be'arichas. One of them is more Beteva, one of them is more Gashmi, more material, more physical, where there's a potential threat that Klal Yisrael physically will be damaged, will be harmed, or worse. And the other is more Lemala Min HaTeva, Lemala Min HaGashmius, something that you can't touch, you can't feel, you can't sense even. But it's inside, so to speak, in the neshama. It's in a very deep place. And when Yaakov Avinu was struggling with Esau, Be'etzem, he was struggling with both of these nekudas. He's davening Miyad Ochi and Miyad Esau. Miyad Esau, l'chor, could be applied to the Gashmistika challenge and Rosh Nasir. And Miyad Ochi is more of a Ruchnistika challenge. But when he's fighting by Yehobik Ish Imoi, that Ish that Yaakov is fighting with the whole night long, that Ish we are told is a Malach. But he was also an Ish. There was a physical battle. Lemaise, it was a physical battle. At the end of the day, Yaakov left that struggle limping. Yeah? So there was something there that he could hold on to. He was wrestling with a physical being. But that physical being was also a Ruchnistika being. And that's why when he says to him, what's your name? He says, Lomzeh Tishal Ishmi Behu Peli. Meaning, ich bin a pele, it's lemalo, it's doch a malach. So, steht in Mendrisch that when the pasuk says "Vayar kilo yocholoi kilo yuchal yocholoi," when this ish stroke Malach saw that he could not overcome Yaakov, shteitotn, what was it that he saw that he'd be unable to do? Not just in the moment, and not just at that time would he not be able to overcome Yaakov, but at all times and for all times, this Malach saw that there'll always be Yidden who would be able to withstand not just the physical assault of Esau, but also the overtures of society that would try to undermine the Kedusha and the Ruchnias and the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, the potential for Shmat, Lo Yoleinu Chas V'Sholem, Shteita Medrash, Vayaki Lo Yocholoi, that there'll always be those members of Klal Yisrael that would be able to push back and to hold out and to resist the damage wrought upon Klal Yisrael by Esau and by his cohorts. It's interesting, just by the way, Hagama talking about Esau, and Esau Lachor is associated with Golus Edom. It's important to remember that there are many Rishonim, chief amongst them the Ibn Ezra, but the Rambam also brings down the Shitta that Edom and Yovan really are the same Golus, Be'etzem. Yovan and Edom are Be'etzem the same Golus. Yovan gives way to Edom. Hagam, we know that there are four Goluyos, but in their opinion, the fourth Golus is not Golus Edom, it's actually Golus Yishmael. Yishmael has a whole Golus unto himself. And the Ramban, even though he disagrees and says that Be'etzem, he is of the opinion that the fourth Golus is Edom. So you've got Bobel, Parasimoda, Yovan, and then Edom, but he does agree that Edom is an offshoot of Yovan. It is an offshoot, and you see many of their shittas and their philosophies and their lifestyle and their belief systems, right? They're very, very similar. They're very similar. The worshipping of the guf, etc., the physical aspects. But the Maisa, Kiyadua, Klal Yisrael, are faced with these two powers and keneged these two powers, the physical and the material and the spiritual. Keneged the Ish and the Malach, you have Yaakov and you have Yisrael. You have Yaakov and you have Yisrael, which explains why Yaakov, even after he's named Yisrael, retains the name Yaakov. It's interesting, when it comes to Avraham, once Avraham becomes Avraham, you can't go back to Avraham. But Yaakov, even after he's named Yisrael, is not called Yaakov in the Torah, because Hagam, yes, there is a battle that requires Yisrael, the battle that requires Yaakov remains. Unfortunately, we've seen throughout history that the physical assault upon Klal Yisrael has not abated. It's not replaced by the spiritual. We should know that they are both there. When it comes to Chanukah Kiyudua, even though it eventually became a physical attack, the Maaseh they came to war, right, on their elephants, etc. But to the Yesod and the essence of the assault on Klal Yisrael at the time of Chanukah Kiyudua was a Ruchnistika assault. This was an attack on Kedushas Yisrael, on Taras Yisrael. What were the Yevonim saying? The Yevonim were saying, you've got Shabbos, and you've got your Bris Milah, and you've got your Rosh Chodesh, and you've got your Torah, and you've got your way of life. Come and join our way of life. Come and join our way of life. You have to remember that in the early days, the Yevonim had a lot of respect for Klal Yisrael. A lot of respect for Klal Yisrael. We were the last nation and the last country that they came to invade, right? When Alexander the Great was spreading Greek culture and Greek philosophy, right, throughout the Middle East and through Mesopotamia and into Asia and even as far as Africa, right, he left the Yidden alone because Yafta Lekim the Yefes, B'Yishkin Ba'al Yishay, and they could say, we've got our Plato and our Socrates and our Aristotles and our Pythagoras, right? And you've got your great schools of thought and philosophy with your Tanoim and your gewaltige way of thinking, and we've got our bathhouses, and you've got we've got temples, you've got castles. Be'etzem, ilechatchila, we don't need to attack the sophisticated Jews, right? We can go after the rest of the world, the peasants, the backward people in the Dark Ages, let's enlighten them, right? But in the end, they began to realize that actually, Klal Yisrael were a million miles away from Yovan. A million miles away. Because they were rooted in Tumah. They were rooted in Gashmias, in Gufnias. Kisvulachem al keren ashor ki elechem chelik belekei Yisrael, get rid of it. And our response was, no. Well, when I say our response, Nebuch, unfortunately, so many of the Yidden became Misyavnim, became Hellenized, became attracted, taka, to the island, the glittering, glimmering island just across the sea there in Greece and Athens and Sparta, etc. They crossed, they went over, right? But it was those Tohoyrim and Tzadikim who said, nay, Chanukah, 8 days, eight representing the number of Rukhias, eight representing the depth of the Neshama. And that's taka wine ala nisim. We say that Rav Tazrim down to the right, Mosartu Giborim Yad Chaloshin, that's the Gashmis. Rabim Yad Ma'atin, that's the Gashmis. But then we say, Rabim Yad Mitei Tahirim, sorry, Tameim Yad Tahirim, Rishoim Yad Tzadikim, Mizeim Yad Tzadikim, Mizeim Yad Tzadikim, because the Ruchni sticker battle was even more than the Gashmi sticker battle. Kal Yisrael was saying, we want to hold on. We're not interested in what you have to say. What we have is better, is more, is deeper, is rooted in Ruchni, is rooted in Torah. When we talk about the word hoidah, hoidah really has two seemingly very different meanings. Hoidah is, as we've been speaking about, halalah. The halalah hoidah means to thank, to appreciate, to show gratitude. That's one hoidah. When you say moida ani, we're saying thank you. Toda rabba, toda rabba. Right, thank you very much. Hoidah means to thank. But lehoidah also has another meaning. Hoidah also means to admit. Ehoidah asba'al din is the admission of somebody having done something. Right? But when a person says, I'm moida to you, doesn't necessarily mean I'm thanking you. It means I'm agreeing with you. Verkavutna bosot admission sutol mit danken. Right? What is admitting something have to do with appreciating something? So he says an unbelievable thing, which is that really these two seemingly diverse concepts are actually directly related, they are inherently related. Because when a person says thank you, what are they saying? They are saying be'etzem, that I could not have done it without you. A thank you is an admission. Is an admission. When I say thank you, there's an admission on my part that without you I could not have succeeded. I owe my success to your help. And that requires a certain level of anova, of humility, and admission, and submission. Be'etzem, shkoyach, really means something. Now, it's interesting in halacha, right, if I borrow £10 from you, so when I pay it back, I can only pay back £10, I can't pay back £11. That's ribis. Shulchan Aruch states, if I borrow £10 from you, I also can't give back £10 and say thank you. Because the thank you is a ribis.
What?
Thank you is a ribis. Thank you is a ribis. Because I'm giving you back more than you gave me.
I'm not getting you more.
You're getting my thanks. I'm paying you a debt of gratitude.
That's why the ladies don't say thank you.
The point is that al pi halacha, technically, you can't say thank you. Technically, lo avos kum tzigen yerushalayim mizal menoyevach. Yeah, on erev gezot, that was an amolig etzaiten when a thank you meant something. When you say thank you, because you had to come on and say thank you today. Greetings. What do they mean already? It doesn't mean anything. You know, thank you. I'm sorry. How are you? It's all just. It's gone, it's in out. You know, I've got a friend who told me, people say to him, how are you? He says, terrible. And he clocks the time it takes them to realize what he said. It doesn't mean, you know, you're sitting on the tube and someone stands on your foot. What's your initial, what's your first reaction?
Sorry.
You say that he stood on your foot and you're saying sorry. No, sorry, thank you, this is me. But a sorry, the hardest words in the world to say are, I'm sorry, if you really are sorry. And if you've got something to be sorry about, you can not someone who will come sorry, it doesn't mean anything. If you've really done an avlet to someone, to come up to them and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it, shouldn't have done it, very, very hard, because it's also an admission. It's the hardest words in the world to say, I'm sorry. Thank you is also very hard. That's why people don't say thank you properly. You know, if you really wanted it, the more you need to thank someone, the harder it is to thank them. Like teachers, for example. Just say. There's a new song just come out called about my Rebbe. Beautiful new singing has come out about the only way we'd express our gratitude is how we've done to realize how he shaped our lives. How many people say a proper Yeah, next. Yeah? But if you got your pen out and you took out a piece of paper and said, dear, I'd really like to express my gratitude and my thanks. It's worth a lot. No boss? We don't have to. But the etzem zotavutna hoido is an admission. In fact, the other word we use for thanking someone, you mentioned it a second ago, is hakoras hatoiv. Hakoras hatoiv, very interesting word. Hakoras hatoiv. Hakoras hatoiv doesn't mean to say thank you or to give thanks. Hakoras hatoiv is passive. It's on you. You have to be makir the toiv. You have to recognize and acknowledge the good. So in a sense, hoido really means to acknowledge, or I do think there is an English word that encapsulates both of these ideas, both to thank and to admit or to acknowledge, and that is to appreciate. To show appreciation normally means to say, to give thanks, but also you can appreciate a piece of music. You can appreciate a stunning sunset. You can appreciate a piece of art. That doesn't mean you go up to the piece of art and say thank you, right? Unless you're Mr. Farid. You don't say thank you to the piece of art, don't say thank you to the sunset. Just say thank you to the piece of music. What does it mean to appreciate a piece of music? It means if you're musical and you hear the harmonies and the tones and the chords and the dos, and then you're chapit, you're acknowledging its goodness, you are makir toiv, you are hakoras hatoiv, you don't have to say a word to be makir toiv. It's good to then go and say thank you. But before you can say thank you, you have to be makir what you're being thankful for. And this is what it means to be a Yid. Yid, from the word Yehuda, Yehudi, is Hapam Oides Hashem. The essence of a Yid is to recognize, to appreciate, and to thank. First thing we do, wake up in the morning. You haven't even washed Nebabas yet. You can't daven, you can't learn, you can't even touch your eyes. Nothing. Without washing Nebabas immediately. Oba. What are you doing? How can you say, Novos, Ich bin doch Chayid, you wake up in the morning, that's better who I am, I can't wait. I come to Meisim with the Beditchma Rebbe, he came to Shul. Shachris. Some Chassidim was standing nearby, they heard him davening. He starts Bruch HaShachar. Burich HaMim HaShem, Nusan HaSech, Mivin, Lahat, Mivin, Lahoyla. Burich HaMim HaShem, Nusan HaShem, Yuvel, Nusan HaShem, Yisho. Mr. Bracha. So after they said, Rebbe, you forgot the bracha. Which bracha? Shlesh Hanikoi. Ha, you think I forgot the bracha? I don't forget the bracha. The minute I wake up in the morning, Borga Lashem Shlesh Hanikoi. I can't wait till I get to shul. Chmin doch ha'id. Das doch the best zach. And that was mamish what the Yevonim were coming to stamp out of the Yidden. They'll come to stamp out of these proud Yidden their sense of Ich bin Ayid. Ich bin Ayid. And I'm makir and I'm moide. Takosh Boruch Hu Shechazar to be Nishmosi. As a Chob HaNeshama. As a Chob HaYidush HaNeshama. I'm not interested in your Olympics. I'm not interested in your castles. They're all empty. Because they're without Neshama. Yes, we have a stunning Beis HaMikdosh. And we have a beautiful Avoide. The Kohen God, the Mamish Bepe'er. Utiferes. Obviously, it's planted in Kedusha. Planted in Tahara. You've got all of it with none of it. If only you would have the Tahara, the Kedusha, the Tzidkus associated with all of your grandeur, then you'd be perfect, then you'd be Tzion. Because when you put Tzadik, Tzidkus, in front of Yomon, you get Tzion. And that, by the way, is Gematria Yosef. That's why Yosef is Tzion Mitzvistet. Because Yosef is Yefetoya, Yefasmare, beautiful. There's a physical presence about Yosef. Taka, the Yobon, the After the Kim, the Yefes, beautiful Yobon. And if it's not rooted in Torah, it's gone, it's nothing. That's why there's such a challenge for the Eden at the time. Look at us, look at them, look at us, look at them. The Rambam says that Aristotle was so brilliant He was 1 degree lower than a Novi. A Novi! Aristo! Ob a treifer mensch! Gonish! Temeim yap to hoirim! The erste Sach is that everyone has to say to Yovan and the Yovan of today, Ad Sof Kol Hayomim, I'm sorry, not for me. Ich bin Ayid. And the Yovan couldn't handle that. That's when they turned physical. When they couldn't handle it, they couldn't break down, they couldn't get to the Neshama. There was a Yid in the war, actually. His name was Viktor Frankl. Can't judge anyone. After the war, he didn't really hold so much in Yiddish. He always remained a proud Jew. Can't judge anyone. Kiyudua. I think at times he was showing the mitzvahs here and there. Kiyudua, everyone knows. The Satmar Rebbe, after the war, when people came to the bracha, he said, don't ask me for a bracha. Go to shul. You see anyone putting on tefillin, and they've got the sleeve rolled up. You can see the numbers. Get a bracha from them. Better than any bracha I can give you. Can't judge anyone. But one of the incredible things that he left to the world, apart from his incredible writings, was that when he was a bedraggled, emaciated, worn-down prisoner, an inmate, I should say, camp inmate, and this big hulk of a German, Maschmoy, standing over him, pot-bellied, well-fed, well-dressed. Picture the scene, Mamish, Dobbin, Golias. And Frankel looks at him in the eye and says, you took away my house. Take away my family, take away my clothes, you'll never get my soul. That you can't touch. They say that the Nazi clubbed him to the ground in fury with the butt of his rifle and said, run for your life, you filthy Jew, and that's how he escaped. The man said, the pintel yid dos nicht. That's Mamish Chanukah, a little near Chanukah, the pintel yid loy ma'astim luka altim luka loso, the hofe brisi yitom, untouchable. The Bachad Yisrael actually says every day we have an opportunity to express this. Nishno Chanukah. Chanukah was v'kogu lahoidois. Doesn't mean just that it was established to thank Hashem. It was established to recognize, to be makitoy, what it means to be a Yid. That's what it means. That's Chanukah more than Adi Yom Tov. Adi Yom Tov, I'm thanking Hashem for what he did. On Chanukah, I'm being makir the very fact that I am a Yid. Because Yovan was trying to say, what do you have to be a Yid for? It's all very well when they come and beat us and they come with very clear, obvious plans to annihilate us. In a way, it's much clearer who's them and who's us. But with Yovan, it was a very dachistic, a very, very... It wasn't clear like where to draw the line. When the Chashmonoim drew the line very clearly in the sand, that was a declaration, Ich bin Ayid. And I've become to Nigan Yaakov. Yaakov, Uftichon... Ich bin Ayid und ich kenne es nicht, und man teure Leute mich nicht nehmen, Afroi, was glaubt nicht und tracht nicht, wie ich also. Yaakov says, ich bin Ayid. So Abunna says, every time we say Moedim, it's interesting, very quickly, he says, we appear to say thank you twice. Moedim anachnu loch shuata hu Hashem aleginu b'seinu l'avoy, tzucheinu mogin yushenu, ato de dover doer,
neuluchon.
He just said Moedim. Why say thank you again? I don't know what the article says, I should have checked. Moedim does not mean thank you. The thank you is Noidelachot. We'll get there in a second. Moedim is not thank you. Moedim is I admit, I acknowledge, I recognize, I appreciate. And how do you know? How do you know when Moedim means to acknowledge and when Moedim means to thank? By the next word. You thank for something. You appreciate that something. When I say I appreciate that. I don't appreciate for. I acknowledge that this is beautiful, this is great, this is wonderful, this is fantastic. I thank you for giving me a lift, helping me out. Yeah? So when we say noy delacha, it's al chayeinu amasumidecha, al nishmoyseinu abgudeslach, al chayeinu, al nishmoyseinu, for, I'm thanking Hashem for, that's noy delacha. Moedim is shoato. You are Mogin Yishenu. Right, now that I've established who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are we, what is this? Now I can say, two different kavanas. Could even be that when we say Moida Anil Fanecha in the morning, we're not actually thanking Hashem for giving us our neshama back. is more of a recognition, like the B'ditch of the Rebbe, it's more an acknowledgement, as ich bin a Yid and I have a Yiddish and a Shoma. So Moedan Lefanecha, I recognize, I appreciate the fact, Shehechazar to be Nishmosi, you've given me a Shoma. HaKvon, I just want to finish with this Ras Emes, who says that the more a person can develop the Midah of Hoidor, the greater they become. And Faket, he says that that is more things that we will land up being Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. If we want brachas, if we want to have opportunities to be moided to Ribbono Shel Olam, then we have to be moided to Ribbono Shel Olam. The more we are moided, we'll be moided. Like we said at the end of Moed Rabbonim, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch, Bochel. Moedim Anachnu Loch, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. We thank you, Hashem, for giving us the opportunity to thank you, Hashem. Shem Svasemes, that if a person does that, then even the Olam Hazed, it can be more nisim in a person's life, a person can have nisim in influence. In Chidosh Deidon L'Apostling with Tarif L'Kesev V'Kur L'Zohov V'Ish L'Fimah Haloloi, he says that just like fire cleanses silver, purifies silver, and Kur cleanses and purifies gold, so too a person can be purified and cleansed through his Halal. V'Ish, just like the Kur, beautiful vote from the Chidosh, just like the Kur purifies the Zohov, so too a person can be purified according to how he's Mahalal Hashem. V'Ish, in other words, Kesef, Zohar, Be'ish, how's an Ish purified? Lefi Mahalolei, according to his Hillel. And Takshish Tidin Chassidus Yosforim, that this is the inner Lehish Tabeach B'Silosecho. Lehish Tabeach is Loshen Hisboil. We become Mishtabeach, we become a Meshubach B'Silosecho Ba'bi Mahalol Hashem. She'al came Taka, Chanukah is a Yomtiv that was a Kovu, Lehodot Lehalel, Nishnot Tzedankin, but also to be makitoy, and Be'ez Hashem, as a result of that, by standing strong and telling the Yevonim of that time and of all times that we're not interested, Ich ben Ayid, Yesh lo l'cheli be'elukei Yisro, Be'ez Hashem, taku b'zorcha, that I have more opportunities, moedim alach naloch, al shalach na moedim loch.
Shreya!